The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
So what's up, Craig?
Oh, we had a couple of deaths while we were gone.
Yes, we did. Nobody had flounder, right?
Nobody had flounder.
That's too bad, man. Stephen Furst was only 63.
How about former Arizona State coach Frank Cush?
You know, I didn't look into Frank Cush.
Check that out, man. And Baltimore Colts. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, Baltimore Colts, yeah.
Were they still?
No. They were left already.
They were Indianapolis.
Yeah, they
Colts
were. They left already, right?
When he coached them.
Yeah, because he quit Arizona State, what, 79?
Something like that.
Yeah, it was 79, I believe. And the Colts left in 81. He might have been there for a check that out, Puss. I know nobody else is interested except for me and Todd. But I'm kind of interested.
Let's see.
When the Cush,
head coach at Arizona State from 1958 to 1979.
I knew that. Okay. I knew it was 79.
1981, head coach of the Hamilton Tiger Cats.
There you go.
And then 82 to 84, the Baltimore / Indianapolis
he
Colts.
Took, okay.
So he left, was there during the
he
move.
He left the middle of the night with them. Okay.
And then the
anybody have Frank Cush?
No.
Okay. Then we'll move on from that.
Helmut Kohl.
87 players had him.
Nobody
the former
names your kid Helmut anymore, huh?
Well, not in this country.
No.
Chancellor
is it a big German name? Helmut still? Yeah, we don't live there. We don't know, do we?
Yeah, no. I wouldn't know. It's like to them, it's five, just a name.
Is it top five baby names every year? Helmut? It's like Mike, Jim, James, Noah. And Helmut.
It's a great nickname. It'd be a good nickname to have. I just call me Helmut.
I don't think it would be a good name to have. I think it'd be a horrible nickname to have. Because it take it from guys with big helmets. No, you don't want the nickname Helmut. I don't want that name, so don't ever call me that. I shouldn't say that. I doth protest too much, huh?
You do.
And you might start calling me
and
that.
And there's no good way to shorten that.
Call me either. Helmut.
Right, and you know your middle name is Up.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't want that.
No,
he was also.
But I am Helmut Up,
a former German Chancellor. Helmut Up, at one time back in the early
Helmut
1800s.
Up Club. Speaking of that, got to make an adjustment now. Thank you for reminding me. Helmut Up Club.
Maybe if you're wearing pants, it'd be a little easier to keep it up.
Yeah, Craig, I got underwear on.
Not for long.
That's a good point. It has been a while, man. I missed you guys. Not really.
It's still early.
It is. So 87, we'll get into that a little later on then, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we will.
I had Helmut. And you've had Helmut on your list for years, right?
I have had Helmut on my list for years. Yeah. For some reason.
You pulled Helmut off?
I pulled the Helmut off. And I don't have him this time. I honestly assumed I did. But then I go, look, how many hits I have now? Right, well, right. I don't have any more than I did have. Right. Thanks for nothing.
Brian, beautiful Fremont, Nebraska.
Hey, Brian.
You know, dude.
How's it going, guys?
Go
ahead. Love the show. First-time caller. You guys were talking about the name Helmut, and that's actually my brother-in-law's name.
Is he German?
His grandfather was. He's actually a third-generation Helmut.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old is
Sounds
this guy?
Sounds real good, doesn't it?
Now, does he go by Helmut, or does he go by his middle name, James, or something like that?
Or Mutt.
He goes by Mutt mostly.
Mutt.
Just Mutt. Oh,
okay.
I'd rather be called
How
Mutt.
How old
than
is
Helmut.
Mutt?
22 or 23.
That was a young Helmut.
Yes, he is.
Do you call him Helmut? I'd call him Helmut every time I saw him.
You know, I do at times when we get hammered. It really starts to get to him.
I love this call. Thank you, brother. Thanks for listening.
You bet. Thank you.
I would piss him off every day. Dude, your name? Helmut. I introduce him to chicks at bars. Hi, you want to meet the head? This is Helmut. Dick.
You
your name, man.
Can't get much more German than that.
No, you're right. But he's, like you said, he's an American.
Yeah.
He's a third generation Helmut.
I don't know why that's funny.
I don't know why it's funny either. I love when our callers are quick and witty, and that's rare.
In the morning.
His middle name must be awful because you would. You'd just use your middle name.
Well, it goes by Mutt, Helmut, I guess that's what he said. Mutt, yeah, but still.
You've heard of people named Mutt before.
I have. Mutt Lang. Is his name Helmut?
For instance.
Good question.
Mutt Lang probably is a Helmut Lang.
He's got
Lang.
Two T's with that, though.
Oh, yeah.
No, I want to say his was a nickname. Hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I like the callers who are quick and witty and rarely call.
Yes.
I guess it was his first time.
Yeah.
Robert John Mutt Lang.
All right.
Yeah.